Hello, Malcolm here, and welcome to episode 15 of Joy in the Morning. Play on words from Psalm 30. Weeping may remain for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. But morning, spelt in this context M-O-U-R-I-N-I-N-G, because these podcasts are they're a way of journaling my grieving process, having lost my mother earlier this year. I'm recording this in August 2021, and she died back in February. And so now and again, things happen that make me stop and pause and think about what's going on with my grieving and how I'm feeling about the loss of my mother. And so now and again, I'll just pull out the phone here and record some thoughts, as much to help myself process what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, which I tend to do better by talking or writing. And if any of this is helpful to anybody else who's going through a time of loss, bereavement of some kind, then I'm glad it's helpful. And today I'm recording this because my father has come to stay with us for a few nights, and it's absolutely wonderful to have him stay. However, it's caused me to feel some things I hadn't expected. And it's not about my dad directly, but I'll explain. So my father hasn't traveled away for a night for, I think, 2 years. It's the last time he was away overnight. Well, apart from the odd stay in hospital, but that doesn't count. In terms of going away, and he's not driven further than, I don't know, 10 or 20 miles for a couple of years. But this last Friday, he jumped in the car and drove up the 90 plus miles to stay with us. And as I say, it has been wonderful to have him stay. And we've enjoyed some good food. We have a little family group, church group on Friday night, which we enjoy going to together. Sunday church in the park, which, although it rained, was a bit strange. That was good, and the barbecue at Akin and Pat's place on Sunday afternoon, and a few other things, watching the cricket highlights and Roots 180, which was astonishing. It's been lots of good things to enjoy, conversation, many things. But the other day, I think it was Saturday, it suddenly hit me. I was feeling a bit sad, and I couldn't work out why for a bit. And then I realized it's seeing my dad here on his own without mum that it just struck me. It's another experience and another piece of evidence that she's not around, and she's not going to be coming in round the corner through the door. She's not going to be with my father, with us ever again. And we were reminiscing about the last time we were all together away. We had a holiday together on the Isle of Wight in 2018, I think. And that was the last time the four of us, Penny, myself, my dad and mother, we were all away together. And reminiscing is lovely, but it's a little, as it's sadness tinged in there. So that's what's been going through my mind. Of course, with that sadness, there's also gratitude, and partly a gratitude as it brings back some good memories about mum, but partly also gratitude that my father has been so, so real about processing his grief, and so, in my mind, courageous in pressing on. Not pressing on as in pretending nothing's happened or nothing's wrong, but pressing on as in taking steps courageous steps, as in driving so far to come and see us, staying the night away for the first time without mum, honouring us with his presence, and frankly, giving me a really good example of how to grieve. Not forgetting what has been going on, but not being stuck there either. And it's a real push-me-pull-you thing. It's a real challenge. But I'm so grateful that my father is setting me an example for when the time comes for me to grieve more again or more deeply, or I don't know, whatever happens may happen next, that I've got that to draw on. And I feel very privileged in that way. So the visit of my father has more than one aspect to it emotionally. There is one aspect where it's been painful, as it's been a reminder of Mum's death. But there's another side of it, which has been, well, there's the encouragement of being with Dad and enjoying his company. And then there's the inspirational value of seeing him take these courageous steps. So I'm very grateful for that. So those are my thoughts today. Unedited as usual with these, just walking through the woods. So if there's some background noise that's distracting, I apologize, but that's the way it has to be with the time I have available for these. And if you find any comfort in this, I'm grateful. I'm glad. So we can't avoid going through times of loss and bereavement. And it is true that the day of mourning comes. But I do hope and pray that whatever's going on for you right now, that you will find that though joy, that though mourning may remain for the night, joy cometh in the morning. Until the next time, take care and God bless.